All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Coral Junction Public Infrastructure District. Today is July 29th, 2026. It is 9:02 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everyone could state their name for the record, we'll start with the board. Dave, your chair, do you want to start?
Dave Nelson, board chair.
You're really board member.
And Brian Webster, just attendee still, correct?
Yep. Tyler will have an update for us.
Yep.
Shelby Clymer with CLA.
Tyler King with Stowe Jensen Reese District Council.
All right. Nice, Christy. Thank you. It's the first time I think you've said that.
I'll so, start. Okay.
All right. Perfect. All right, we do have Brian Webster at the Anchor location. Brian, do we have any members of the public?
No, nobody else here.
Okay, perfect. All right, first up, board meeting minutes from our April 29th meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
Yes, they do.
Okay, could I get a motion, Dave?
I move that we approve the minutes from the last meeting.
Thanks, Derek. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. Let me stop sharing. I'll let Shelby go. Okay, Shelby.
All right. So, board, first up is the quarterly payment listing. Amounts totaled $1,158,467. The largest items represent these first two line items, which was an interest and principal payment on the assessment bonds on June 1st. I would just note that this included the scheduled interest and principal, as well as the redemption on the bonds from the assessment prepayment that was received last year. And then a couple administrative costs here as well. Any questions on that listing?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Could I get a motion then to approve the payment listing?
Approve the payment listing as presented.
Thanks, Derek.
I second it.
Thanks, Dave. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right. That's unanimous. Okay, Shelby.
Okay. Moving on to the financial statements. Quick note here, these are stamped draft. I was out of the office last week and Lauren wanted to get these out for the board packet. So we don't anticipate any changes, but that's just there kind of pending my final sign off internally. So starting with the balance sheet, total assets for the district as of the end of June was just under 6.6 million. There's about 248,000 of funds remaining in the project fund and construction fund, and about 6.3 million in the debt service fund, all of which is restricted to the district's bonds and includes the 4.8 million, which is the remaining assessment lien. And then about 21,000 in the general fund. These funds should be transferred to the checking account and available to use for administrative costs.
I'm sorry, and where's, oh, and there it is, okay, sorry.
No problem. I'll go to the next page, which is the general fund budget to actual. There's been $356 of interest income earned on funds sitting at UMB. And then expenditures to date, about 20,000. I'd say accounting and legal are for the most part trending in line with the annual budgets. And then auditing and insurance, we anticipate to hit this third quarter. Next page is the debt service fund. Revenues here just consist of interest income, about 48,000. And then expenditures, we had a bond interest payment on the property tax bonds as scheduled on March 1st. And then, as I noted, the June 1st payment on the A2 bonds, which are the assessment bonds for interest and principal, including that mandatory redemption for the prepayment.
And that's why that number is so large?
Yeah.
1,014,000.
Yeah, that's correct, Dave. Then last page is the capital projects fund. Only activity here for the first 6 months is interest income earned on those funds sitting at UMB in the project and construction funds of about $4,400. Any other questions or discussion?
No. Nope, none for me.
Okay.
Okay, so what I would need then is a motion to accept the financials as presented.
I make a motion to accept the June 30, 2026 financials as presented.
Thanks, Dave.
Second.
Thanks, Derek. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. All right, couple items. So when the district was first created, the insurance policy that we got, the trust kind of minimum level was at 5 million. So they've recognized now that there's not a lot of risk with the districts. So all the new districts were doing at 2 million. So they came back and said, hey, this year we haven't had a rate increase for a few years. We're going to take those $5 million policies from 3,500 up to 5,000. So what we want to know is, do you guys want to keep it at 5 million and go up to the $5,000 premium, or we can go to 2 million, which is what the newer districts all have, and we can keep the $3,500 premium. So from a liability standpoint, Matt and Tyler, we've all talked about it and we feel comfortable at the 2 million, but we want direction from you as the board.
So it's not related at all to the size of the district, or size of the debt or anything like that.
No, the crime policy is, but not the liability insurance. So the crime policy is based on what the budget is.
Yeah, I would prefer going down to the 2 million and lowering that fee.
Okay, Derek, are you good with that?
Absolutely.
I missed that, Derek.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, perfect. Then we'll have Christy make those arrangements. Okay, next thing, Tyler, do you have an update on Brian's appointment?
Brian, nice to meet you. I'm gonna touch base with you about your some items that we need for getting you placed onto the board. Mostly just gonna be a bio. Do you have a good what's a good email for you? I don't think I have that.
Brian W. Webster at Gmail, Brian and two W's, Brian W. Webster at Gmail.
Excellent. And then we will have to work with the city of Hurricane to get you appointed. One of the things that we're also doing with a lot of our districts is asking creating entities, whether that's the city or the county, to amend the governing documents to allow board members to or to allow our district boards to appoint their own vacancies. So that's something that happened after your amended governing document was already drafted and recorded and such. The statute was changed to allow that. So that's something that we'll also be asking the city of Hurricane to consider and hopefully pass so that we don't have to go through them again for appointing a vacancy.
Hey, Tyler, I actually have Brian's bio and his voter registration.
Oh, perfect. Then I will prep that and get that over to the city of Hurricane and get us on the next board meeting or city council meeting.
Okay.
Great.
And so does Dustin just remain on the board until he's replaced?
Yep. Yeah, that's the way it works. Okay. Tyler, as soon as we're done, I'll shoot you over his stuff. And I apologize. I thought I had sent it. So,
You're good.
okay. Anything else you guys have for us?
No.
Last thing I need then would be a motion to adjourn.
I move we adjourn the meeting.
Thanks, Dirk.
I second that.
Thanks, Dave. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. Good to talk.